grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from the first chapter of Ephesians, beginning with the 15th verse. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Let's find the text. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, there's a peculiarly empty feeling when a friend who has been staying with you for a long time suddenly goes away. We profs have that feeling at the end of the school year at this mass exodus of students. The disciples must have known that feeling too. And that's why they stood gazing up into heaven. Possibly the angels didn't have to ask, "Why stand ye gazing?" in an attempt to understand that feeling. It's such a human way to express it. But did heaven itself seem empty when God sent forth his Son? And did it seem like old times with the highly exalted one again at that right hand of God? Perhaps they asked the question to remind the disciples of the answer. They shouldn't have felt empty. They only needed to be reminded of that fact, because they really knew. For their Lord had told them only minutes before, "Ye shall be my witnesses." And earlier had told them to remain in the city of Jerusalem until they had received power from on high. What are we waiting for? We have been close to the living Lord in these more than 40 days after Easter. We can feel something of the emptiness that remained when that cloud hid our Lord from sight. There are tasks to be done, and we have the Holy Spirit. This chapel, this word, this sacrament, is the place to receive that power. And we've come again. All of life provides our task of witness to his love. And we prayed last Sunday, Almighty everlasting God, make us to have always a devout will toward thee, and to serve thy majesty with a devout heart. We are sadly conscious of the fact that were the Apostle Paul writing to us, he might not be able to say so enthusiastically
I thank God for the quality of your faith in the Lord Jesus and for the love you always show towards all the saints. Thus, we always need new strength. And we rejoice today that the same power which raised and exalted Jesus Christ is now available to raise us to a new level of Christian life. The power which God used to do all of that for his Son is the same power that is working in you right now. The power that raised Christ, that exalted the Christ, is the power that raises the Christian to new heights, gives his heart eyes, grants wisdom, hope, and the rich inheritance. Think of it. There remember the body of your Lord, lifeless in the sepulcher. Here you who believe in your body, in the church. Suddenly the working of his great might raises Christ from the dead. He sits up, he breathes, then earthquake, lightning, keepers as dead men, and Christ is risen. And now, here and now, the working of his great might in us who believe. We see our eternal hope with hearts of faith. We know divine riches and the love of the Father for his adopted children. We are raised to new heights. There will yet come the trumpets and the crashing of the judgment, and we'll see with him and be with him in the heavenly place. And remember it. The hope and the inheritance and the power are in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Each temptation to sin is like the hand of death pushing us down to a sepulcher's slab. A temptation to come, a temptation to some ordinary sin. Think of the ones that have come to you. Must we decay, perish, die? The immeasurable greatness of his power is in us who believe. The working of his great might, which accomplished that resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ, is available for every Christian in his holy word and sacrament. You're tempted to say, oh, I just can't help it. I do wrong because I just can't help it. Then there must be something stronger than you making you do evil. And there is. Principalities, powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. But God's power raised Christ above even the good angels. Above rule and authority and dominion. Shall his power not be able to raise us also to new heights, above temptation, above the tempter, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come? You may not feel so powerful. You do not look any different. Nor does that big steel ball lifted high into the air by a crane look different than when it did on the ground. But when it is released, it crashes down with a power that destroys the foundations of old ways of life, the four walls of old habits. God's power has raised you to new heights. Lifted you to new knowledge, opened your eyes, exalted you, filled you with renewed hope, guarantees your inheritance. For he who has put all things under our Lord's feet has made us members of his body, the Church of Jesus Christ, Jesus being the head, and therefore has put the things of this world under our feet. Never refuse this power in your life. Never refuse this wisdom, the revelation of Jesus Christ. This Christ in bread and wine. For so he builds you more firmly into his body, his church, and continues to raise you to new heights and puts all things under your feet. Doesn't happen all at once. This was only 1 year. Our feet still stumble. We know failure and repentant tears. But the immeasurable greatness of his power that raised up Christ wipes tears from our eyes, gives renewed wisdom and hope, and continues to lift us to new heights. Our prayer is that this continues to happen as you go on your homeward way. To you who remain here this summer, and to you who begin new chapters in your life with vicarages and calls. For Jesus' sake, amen.